Alleluia. Christ is risen.
The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name through Christ our Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Be with you. Let us pray. Almighty God, whose blessed Son, our Savior Jesus Christ, ascended far above all heavens that he might fill all things, mercifully give us faith to perceive that, according to his promise, he abides with his church on earth even to the end of the ages. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, in glory everlasting.
Amen.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. In the first book, Theophilus, I wrote about all that Jesus did and taught from the beginning until the day when he was taken up to heaven, after giving instructions through the Holy Spirit to the apostles whom he had chosen. After his suffering, he presented himself alive to them by many convincing proofs, appearing to them during 40 days and speaking about the kingdom of God. While staying with them, he ordered them not to leave Jerusalem, but to wait there for the promise of the Father. This, he said, is what you have heard from me. For John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. So when they had come together, they asked him, Lord, is this the time when you will restore the kingdom to Israel? He replied, it is not for you to know the times or periods that the Father has set by his own authority, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. When he had said this, as they were watching, he was lifted up, and a cloud took him out of their sight. While he was going, and they were gazing up toward heaven, suddenly two men in white robes stood by them. They said, Men of Galilee, why do you stand looking up toward heaven? This Jesus, who has been taken up from you into heaven, will come in the same way as you saw him go into heaven. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The psalm appointed for this morning is Psalm 47. Please respond by half verses. Clap your hands, all you peoples.
Shout to God with cry of joy.
For the Lord Most High is to be feared.
He is the great King over all the earth.
He subdues the peoples under us.
And the nations under our feet.
He chooses our inheritance for us.
The pride of Jacob whom he loves.
God has gone up with a shout.
The Lord with the sound of a man's horn.
Sing praises to God. Sing praises.
Sing praises to our King. Sing praises.
For God is King of all the earth.
Sing praises of all your skills.
God reigns over the nations.
God sits upon his holy throne.
The nobles of the people have gathered together.
The people of God are Abraham.
The rulers of the earth belong to God. A reading from the letter of Paul to the Ephesians. I have heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love toward all the saints, and for this reason I do not cease to give thanks for you as I remember you in my prayers. I pray that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation as you come to know him, so that with the eyes of your heart enlightened, you may know what is the hope to which he has called you, what are the riches of his glorious inheritance among the saints, and what is the immeasurable greatness of his power for us who believe, according to the working of his great power. God put this power to work in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, and above every name that is named, not only in this age, but in the age to come. And he has put all things under his feet and has made him the head over all things for the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to St. Luke.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Jesus said to his disciples, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures, and he said to them, "Thus it is written that the Messiah is to suffer and to rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance and forgiveness of sins is to be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things, And see, I am sending upon you what my father promised. So stay here in the city until you have been clothed with power from on high. Then he led them out as far as Bethany, and lifting up his hands, he blessed them. While he was blessing them, he withdrew from them and was carried up into heaven. And they worshipped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy. And they were continually in the temple praising God. The Gospel of the Lord. Standing with your legs up in your recliner, however you are. Today, you are the sermon. Anything I say here is icing on the cake, at best. Rather like St. Francis's admonition to preach the gospel always, and when necessary, to use words. Today, you are the flesh and blood testimony to that wonderful second line in today's collect, in which we pray, mercifully give us faith to perceive that according to Jesus' promise, he abides with his church to the end of the ages. The most remarkable three words are faith to perceive. It reminds us that we do not have to invoke Jesus or God's presence in order for that to happen. Over and over, we are assured that when two or three are gathered together in his name, he is present with us. Present with us here in this sacred space, present with those who are in their homes, joining us through other means, God is always present. We pray for God to help us perceive that, to know that deep in our being. You and I are the sermon because our being together for these 14 months has been mostly by remote. Seeing each other's images on our phones and computer screens. Even those images have been reminders that we are truly together in heart and soul, even when it has been impossible for us to do this that we are doing right now. We have received grace to perceive Christ's presence within and among us this whole time. The Sunday after the Ascension seems the perfect occasion to resume gathering together in this sacred place. Jesus was raised up into heaven in order to be over all people, all things. He blessed those who were present and told them, even as he was ascending, that they no longer had to be in the physical presence of this one human being, albeit human, divine human being, God incarnate. But in order to be in the presence of Christ, His ascension tells us, we're not limited to the physical presence. And it was an important message for the people at that time. We have to go find Him where He is. And He has ascended to be everywhere. The message obtains 2,000 years later as well. He also told those that were gathered that the Holy Spirit was coming to them soon. And we celebrate that occasion next Sunday on the Feast of Pentecost. That the Holy Spirit would come soon to help them as they struggled with this new reality of His physical absence. Having the Holy Spirit with you is having Me with you, He assured them and assures us. And we might add, to give us faith to perceive that He is with us to the ends of the earth, to the end of the ages. And now, today, at long last, once again, we have that assurance made tangible and the real presence brought home to us in the blessed sacrament of the body of Christ in Holy Communion. You just heard an echo of Paul's recurrent theme that we are the body of Christ, ready to receive the body of Christ by God's sheer grace and love. You are the sermon, preaching that faith by your very presence in this Church of the Epiphany, both here in this familiar place and in the homes of those who are joining us through other means, but always through the Holy Spirit. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Please stand for the Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being of the Father. Through Him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, He came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, He was made incarnate from the Virgin Mary and made man. For our sake, He was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, He rose again, as according to the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and His kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son, He is worshipped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic Church. We acknowledge and baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Prayers of the People is Form 2. I ask your prayers for God's people throughout the world, for our presiding Bishop Michael, for our Bishops Andy, Jeff, Hector, and Kay, for our priest Michael, for our missionary Jeannie, and for this gathering and for all ministers and people. Pray for the church. I ask your prayers for peace, for goodwill among nations, and for the well-being of all people. Pray for justice and peace. I ask your prayers for the poor, the sick, the hungry, the oppressed, and those in prison. Pray for those in any need or trouble. I ask your prayers for all who seek God or a deeper knowledge of Him. Pray that they may find and be found by Him. I ask your prayers for the departed, especially Michael Montague, Patsy Stewart, David Webb, and all who have died from the coronavirus, and for all who mourn their passing. Pray for those who have died. And I ask your prayers for John, Nancy, Morgan, David, Judy, Bob, Karen, Leslie, Cheryl, Bobby, Marianne, Cecile, Jim, Ann, Alan, James, Victoria, Christian, Patrick, Dale, Donna, June, Molly, George, Joe, Melissa, Linda, Susan, Kenyon, Sarah, Lynn, Carol, Tyler, Merle, Cherise, Miranda, Caitlin, Diane, Jill, Dallas, Oscar, John, Ann, Jenny, Lindsay, Ellie, Tom, Shelley, Carol, Gail, Rashunda, Carolyn, Virginia, Mary, Roberta, Karen, Charles, Patty, Alice, Glenda, Lee, Leah, Greg, Jackie, Donald, RG, Robin, Joe, Maureen, Easton, the women in the Hutto facility, Alan, Ed, the Dugatier family, William, the Bailey family, Gary, Betty, Bonnie and Ed, Sherry, Norman, Winifred, Ryan, Rocco, and for Jim and for Nancy. I ask your prayers for all who serve in the military, especially Brian, Eric, James, Trevor, Kevin, Gerard, Chris, Brian, John Wesley, and all in harm's way. I ask you prayers for all who are traveling this week. I ask your thanksgiving for Elizabeth Drake, who celebrates her birthday tomorrow, and for Emily and Carsey Clinton, who celebrate their anniversary on Saturday. I invite your prayers and thanksgiving at this time. Praise God for those in every generation in whom Christ has been honored. Pray that we may have grace to glorify Christ in our own day.
Grant, we pray, Almighty God, that as we believe your only begotten Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, to have ascended into heaven, so we may also in heart and mind there ascend and with him continually dwell, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Amen.
Let us confess our sins against God and our neighbor. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, have mercy on you, forgive you all your sins through our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen you in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep you in eternal life. Amen. Now, if you'll please stand for the peace, but don't get all excited. You're not going anywhere. Here's how we're going to do this. I'm going to greet you, you're going to greet me, and you're going to turn around and greet the people nearest you without touching. Can you imagine Jesus saying that? No, but that's what we're doing on this day. And with all of that in mind, the peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Peace to you all. Peace, peace. That was incredibly more subdued than many times that we have passed the peace here at Epiphany. Walk in love as Christ loves us and gave himself for us, an offering and sacrifice to God. You may be seated. Please stand, we'll sing the doxology.
God from whom all blessings flow, praise him all creatures here below, praise him above the heavenly host, praise Father, Son, and Holy
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give him thanks and praise.
It is right and a good and joyful thing, always and everywhere, to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. Through your dearly beloved Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, after his glorious resurrection, he openly appeared to his disciples and in their sight ascended into heaven to prepare a place for us, that where he is, there we might be also and reign with him in glory. Therefore we praise you, joining our voices with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, who forever sing this hymn to proclaim the glory of your name.
Oh,
Holy and gracious Father, in your infinite love you made us for yourself. And when we had fallen into sin and become subject to evil and death, you in your mercy sent Jesus Christ, your only and eternal Son, to share our human nature, to live and die as one of us, to reconcile us to you, the God and Father of all. He stretched out his arms upon the cross and offered himself in obedience to your will, a perfect sacrifice for the whole world. On the night he was handed over to suffering and death, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread. And when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. We celebrate the memorial of our redemption, O Father, in this sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving. Recalling his death, resurrection, and ascension, we offer you these gifts. Sanctify them by your Holy Spirit to be for your people the body and blood of your Son, the holy food and drink of new and unending life in him. Sanctify us also, that we may faithfully receive this holy sacrament and serve you in unity, constancy, and peace. And at the last day, bring us with all your saints into the joy of your eternal kingdom. All this we ask through your Son, Jesus Christ, by him and with him and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever.
Amen.
And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Alleluia. Christ, our Passover, is sacrificed for us.
Therefore, let us keep the feast. Hallelujah.
The gifts of God for the people of God, take them in remembrance that Christ died for you, and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. The body of Christ for the body of Christ. Please stand, if you will, for the post-communion prayer. Let us pray. Eternal God, Heavenly Father,
you have graciously accepted us as living members
of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, and you have fed us with spiritual food in the sacrament of his body and blood. Send us now into the world in peace and grant us strength and courage to love and serve you with gladness and singleness of heart. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. May the risen Christ, who has passed into the heavens, clothe you with power from on high, and the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you forever. Amen. And now a bit of instruction before the final hymn. We're going to leave in procession, as always. The rest of you will be dismissed from, stay where you are, please, from the back of the church to the front. Coffee hour is going to be greeting each other about like we did at the peace. Keep still maintaining distance, still keeping your masks on, and still being grateful that we get to do that much. And soon we'll be able to do better than that. I'm so glad you're all here today and that we can celebrate together. So, Otis. Let us bless the Lord. Alleluia, alleluia.